You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
This is Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental health podcast, helping you out of the gray and into the blue. Now, here's Jay Glazer.
Welcome back, gang, to Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer. I am Jay Glazer. And, you know, look, for those of you who are new to this show, I decided, as a doodly dude, to start talking about what I call living in the gray, my mental health issues, which is depression, anxiety, ADD. Let's throw a little bipolar in there. I'm not your therapist. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a dude who's messed up, who's learning how to be good with his messed upness. And the more I could talk about it, I'm hoping to give people words. You know, we talk about mental health, but who gives it words? Until we have words, it's harder to have the conversation. So I'm just trying to make it easier for us to have the conversation. The more we could talk about it, the more people don't have to suffer in silence. I suffer in silence for, I'm 52, so I guess that'd be 51 years that I just hit it and I created this other character about myself, the Glaze, which you saw on TV on Fox NFL Sunday and Ballers and just everywhere. I just didn't know what else to do except to hide it. And then I realized, you know what? I'm a dude. Like, man, no one's questioning my manhood. So I could just be out there and be as real as possible and cry on the drop of a dime because nobody's going to question my manhood. So with that, when I started this podcast, I wanted to bring other men and women, but men that could really start having this conversation deeper. And you talk about doodly dudes. I'm bringing in my guy now, Frank Grillo. You may know him from Kingdom, from Marvel, from The Purge, from Billions. I mean, this dude got more jobs than me and Strahan combined. But he is a doodly dude who also, I know, he used to be with us at Unbreakable. He fights. He's a brown belt in jiu-jitsu. He boxes. Man, it's incredible. But Frank, I'm bringing on here. And welcome, Frank. Welcome to Unbreakable.
Oh, thank you, brother. It's really, 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 really good to be here.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a couple of reasons I want to bring Frank on. One, as I started posting more and more about my struggles, Frank started kind of commenting more than the other dudes out there, which, you know, really helped me gravitate. We're already friends, but it meant a lot because I never know what you know, as I start putting out there, I don't think I was ever nervous about it. But man, when I see people like you start to chime in, it just validates that I'm doing the right thing, man.
You certainly are, man. You're doing more than the right thing. You are kind of paving the way for men specifically, you know, of a certain background to speak up, to speak out. You know, life is difficult on the best of days. And we were raised, or at least I was raised, in a way where, you know, talking about it or complaining about it was just unheard of. You just didn't do it. And, you know, I come from an Italian family. I come from immigrant parents. And you just shut up and put your shoes on and went to work. And if you did say something about how you were feeling, you know, you were a pussy. You were less than, which, you know, now having three sons, I certainly instill in them every day to tell me what they're thinking or feeling or why they're having a problem or so on and so on and so on. And it's guys like you, brother, who allow guys like me, you know, you're so vocal and so articulate about it and so every day in your face about it that you allow me then to say, okay, I need to talk about this as well.
Yeah. Now, you know, there's another reason I'm bringing Frank on. I want to dive more into our mental health so we can help people out there. Again, you got two of us out there. No one's fucking questioning your manhood. No one's questioning my manhood. So if the two of us can sit here and cry about it, then every other dude out there, we're okay, right? It's just going to make us stronger. But I was supposed to go to dinner with Frank one night in L.A., and he called and canceled. And I'm going to let you take the story from here, why it's so important for you to be on today's show.
Yeah, I one of my closest friends, a brother, my manager, my partner in business, who has suffered from depression for as long as he can remember, he sadly took his own life. I don't like to say committed suicide. That word commit suicide bothers me. I think he succumbed to suicide. Mm-hmm. And he did it in a very horrific way, a very violent way. He was found by his brother and his nephew. Mm. And, you know, I had spoken to him hours before, and he was coming back from New Jersey to California to start a new treatment. He was on testing out some new drug combinations, and something happened, something triggered him, and he killed himself. Which has devastated me. This was about 7 months ago. I can't say that I've recovered from it. I don't think I will, but my life has absolutely changed 180 degrees from it. And it's allowed me now to question other people who I know, who I feel may be struggling and are silent about it. And I question my own depression and my own anxiety. Again, speaking of my children, it's made me really be cognizant of, I have one of my kids is on the spectrum. And I mean, he's cognitively okay, but you know, he suffers from a lot of different things, some learning disabilities, but he's very aware of it. And I could see him getting down on himself because he doesn't understand why he's so different. And so if we don't have the tools and the capacity to deal with our sons, and daughters, but deal with our friends, specifically our men friends, we're doing ourselves a great injustice as a society. We really are. And this is something that needs to be dealt with just the same way cancer or any other illness, you know, that we gather around each other to kind of cure. You know, we need to put the light on this horrific, horrific illness, which a lot of us suffer from silently.
You know, I want people to understand who are, you know, I made the decision long ago, no matter how bad my pain's going to get, I'm not going to make that ultimate decision. I'm not going to kill myself because, man, I just don't want to put that on my son and others around and that pain. So I want you to, if you're okay, describe what it was like to get that phone call, because I just want people to understand, man, and I'm not shaming people here. I am trying to villainize suicide. I am. I'm trying to villainize it.
Yeah.
No doubt. I'm trying to get people to go, you know, shit, that's not okay for me to do because I'm gonna leave
it's
this
not,
behind.
It's not.
What was left behind it's not. For you?
Yeah, it's not. And I have to say, you know, a lot of people who are on the periphery of him, and don't really know him that well. And, you know, he's in town. He was a very, very powerful manager. His family is very powerful in town. He had a lot of support, a lot of love, a lot of money to help him. And people say, well, you know, he's in a better place, or at least he's at peace. I go, no, he's not. He's dead. I understand what you're trying to say to make yourself feel better, but no, he's not at peace. He's dead. There's no coming back from that.
And
right?
He's seeing so what I'm he the left same behind way. In, again, like I can guarantee you when, and I want you to describe the phone call because I can guarantee.
Yeah. So I was at work.
What did I do?
Yeah. I was at work. I was working. It's a Sunday night. I was in Palm Springs. I was doing a movie. Me and Cowboy Cerrone were in a scene together. I get a phone call. I've got 8 phone calls that I miss from his wife.
Oh,
right.
God.
And I go, okay, something's going on here. About 2 hours before he had called me and I said, hey brother, his brother had flown him from New Jersey. He was at his brother's house. I said, you okay? He goes, you know, I'm hanging in. I go, okay. I said, I'm going to wrap the scene. I'm getting in my car tonight. I'm driving back from Palm Springs. I'm going to go with you tomorrow to the new treatment. We're going to drop you off with your brother, right? And he said, okay. I said, I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. And he's like you, he became very vocal about depression, very vocal about it because he had a platform. Mm-hmm. And I hung up the phone with him. 2 hours later, I get 8 missed calls from his wife. I finally get through to her and she's screaming. He's bleeding. They don't know what happened. He's bleeding. He was on the sidewalk in Beverly Hills. And they took him to the hospital. And I tried to call her back, and she didn't. And I didn't know if he had gotten into a fight or he got into a car accident. I had no idea. You want to know something? Not one time did the thought that he killed himself come. I don't know why. I just never imagined, because we spoke daily. And I was just thinking he got into an accident. And maybe because I didn't want to think he would hurt himself. And then 5 minutes later, she said, he's gone. And I could not put it together. I go, what do you mean he's gone? Let me talk to him. I actually said that. I said, let me talk to him. He's not gone. Let me talk to him. And unfortunately, he had succumbed to his wounds. And that was it. I finished the night. It's all kind of a blur. I got in my car. And I cried from the time I got in my car to the time I drove home. And
I'm crying right now, man, just hearing this, dude.
Yeah, and you know, my son who has grown up with him, and he's my family. Like we were family. Our families vacation together. His brother is my kid's godfather. I got married at his brother's house. I mean, we're family. And my boy is gone. He's gone. And I know that there was a lapse in judgment. I think something triggered him. Maybe it was the drugs being out of sync. Maybe he came off the drugs. I don't know what it was. But I know this guy, and I know that given a second chance, he'd be sitting here with us right now, you know, which kills me. And I said it earlier, you know, 2 years before this, both of my parents died. My father took his own life with alcohol after my mother dropped dead. And then my wife filed for divorce 6 months after that. And I was like Job in the Bible. Right. I felt like somehow God is taking everything away from me, right? But I woke up every day and I put my shoes on. I went to the gym and I did my thing and I worked through it, which I think is, but by the way, the gym, training, working out, I think is a part of what people need to do when they get themselves into a certain state of mind. But my journey the last 3 years, man, has been a lot of suffering, a lot of pain, a lot of depression of my own, a lot of anxiety, a lot of feelings of mortality now. And you know, what's it all, that big existential question that we all ask ourselves. His pictures are all over my house and I talk to him all the time. I've made a vow to myself to keep his spirit alive by me doing what I can to make mental illness something that is on the forefront of everybody's mind, that we help the people who need this help.
tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
I think we all need the help. It's just a scarier world these days.
I know.
And, you know, there's not enough therapists out there for us yet, which is why we need to talk about it. And, you know, you talk about your suffering. I've only recently, because I've felt pain my whole life. Like, I've never known what it's like to not be in the gray. It's every fucking day of my life, and it fucking sucks. And I didn't sign up for this shit. Like, your friend didn't sign up for it. We did not sign up to have depression, anxiety. But it's how I react to it, right? So for years, man, I just thought I was cursed. And it's exactly what you're thinking about. Like, you're Job, right? Like, man, I'm Jonah who should be thrown overboard. And it's like, I didn't get it. And now I'm understanding it more. I think I'm in this kind of pain so I can lift others through theirs.
Right.
And same for you. Like, man, you're getting tested, but you're getting put through a lot. But if you weren't getting put through a lot, you wouldn't be open like this. You never knew who... Man, you never know what lies around next Tuesday, like who you're going to save. You may save somebody that ends up saving thousands of people. You have no idea.
And by the way, and because I do it on a much smaller scale than you, I try to keep my social media. I try to make it about positive things, about, you know, if I read positive affirmations, I want to pass that forward, always paying that forward, And training, and people think, you train because, you want to look. I'm like, look a certain way. Are you out of your mind? That's all a byproduct. I said, training is what saves my mental health is I train and I sweat and I'm in the gym with people who will listen to anything I have to say. And that is my,
that's your community,
that's my
too.
Therapy.
Yeah. That's,
and that's my community
team, yes.
And that's just my team. And I talk about all this stuff with Justin Fortune, my trainer and dear friend, and the fighters, and there's fighters go through a lot in their lives, and they're willing I find they're the most open.
The most vulnerable.
They really are.
That's how I started talking about it. It was me, Randy Couture, and Chuck Liddell. We'd be in the cage, beat the dog shit at each other, and then we start crying. And people think that we're crying because we beat each other up. Like, no, we're crying about divorces and, you know, stuff going on with our kids and our own depression. And I think it's because fighters are more secure. Like I said, like no one's questioning my manhood. So I could cry, right? Like I just cried 3 minutes ago when you were telling the story. No one's questioning me.
I cry all the – I see my children together. I cry.
Yeah.
You know, I
that's
walk
a real fucking man.
My friend. I cry. I mean, you know, it's funny. You say, Randy Couture, it's that when I saw you up at the Malibu Soho House and you said to me, brother, I'm here for you. And we didn't know each other that well. And I certainly didn't know Randy that well. We trained a couple times. And he said, dude, don't go through this divorce by yourself.
Right.
He said, I'm out here. I know it. Call me. You know, like – and that's what we need. Mm-hmm. We need men like that to support other men who are my friend Pete Berg. I'm sure you know Pete. You know, we sit in the sauna and he looks at me and he goes, you know, guys in their 50s need to look out for each other. And I looked at him, I go, you know what, Pete? You're absolutely right. Guys in their 50s, all guys need to look out for each other. All people do. But in the sense that here we are together, having these conversations and he's talking about his life and I'm talking about my life. And it's like, we need to look out for each other. And again, he's a dude. Do you know what
Pete's
I'm saying?
Pete's a big dude. Big time dude.
Pete's a big dude, but that's like, and you're right. Because we walk through the world. Now I'm certainly not the toughest guy in the world by a long shot, but I walk through the world secure. I know how to take care of myself. I know how to take care of my family. I mean, it's going to be a long day. You want to start having a fight. It's going to be a long day.
Afternoon for you. Yep.
But it doesn't matter who wins or loses. Yeah. That's what it's going to be. It's like, there's a lot of people that I meet, a lot of men who they're afraid because they can't defend themselves and that comes out in other ways, other insecurities. I always say to myself, oh, that guy's never been punched in the face.
Right.
Like it's obvious. That's why he's speaking to that person
like that.
Because
he's
full of he's full of ego.
He's hiding who the fuck he really is. Yeah.
And he's afraid. He's afraid.
You know,
when you're not,
it's
when
you just said this all the way. But by the way, because you're talking about you and Pete Berg and the sauna and, you know, your fight team and my team in the book that I wrote, Unbreakable, where I talk about, you know, how I use my depression, anxiety, and I turned it into motivation. One of the big, you know, cornerstones or pillars I call of us handling our mental health is to have a team. Having a team, and that's exactly what Pete's saying. Like, guys in their 50s have to look out for each other. We can't do this shit alone. That's what Randy and I were telling you. Hey, man, we're here for you. We get it. We understand it. So build a team. For everybody else out there, find your team. Find your guys.
Community. You said the word community.
Yes, absolutely.
Community. Listen. There are, I think, 7 or 8, they call them blue zones around the world where people live to be the oldest, right? The oldest people. And their diets are different. Their exercise regimes are different. Everything about them is different. You know, they're not necessarily the healthiest people, but they live the longest. What do they, the one through line, the spine of it all, is they have the strongest sense of community. If I go down, I know they're taking care of me. And that's what we need to kind of create in our lives is a strong sense of community so that listen, brother, I grew up in a very tumultuous, I had a very tumultuous upbringing. My parents had me at a very young age. They never had money, on the best of days. You know, they were at each other's throats all the time. They should have never been married and they stayed married, blah, 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 blah. I have so much anxiety. I am a nervous wreck many times. I don't even like letting my kids out of the house. Like, I am nervous all the time. I remember laying in bed thinking, well, once I have money, that's going to relieve all my nerves. Because I think it's the money. That's why I'm anxious all the time. And that's why I get depressed because I don't have any money, right? As soon as I had a lot of money, I was more depressed and I had more anxiety.
Because you have something to lose now.
I had something to lose now. And so it's not the money. It's not the things. It's none of that stuff, right? It's in the, listen, I am constantly in a state, and I've had to work hard on this, of fight or flight. My amygdala is always on lookout for danger because I grew up in danger.
Me too, man. And so, the moment you step in every room, I could tell you, every person in there, who's going to be an asshole, who's going to be dangerous, who's fighting, who's causing issues, who's insecure. We could tell it all immediately. That's an East Coast kind of thing that we grew up with. You're always walking into a situation where everybody's looking for
shit.
That's
right.
Yes.
That's right. And I had a chronic alcoholic father, God bless, rest his soul, who just couldn't pull it together and, you know, created a lot of anxiety and anger in me. And so when I see dudes that are drunk and they're obnoxious, it, you know what? It triggers something in my head and I want to kill him because it's my father.
Right.
I'm a grown man who's very evolved, and yet I still have to be very cognizant of these thoughts in my head that are as old as I am, right? And so if we don't have the tools and the knowledge to manage all of this trauma and this stuff, it turns out we become very depressed and anxious and sleepless and all the things that create a bad environment internally for ourselves. And we need to help each other to work through this stuff. We really do. Because talk therapy alone is not enough.
Yeah.
It's not.
No, exactly. And we need to do talk therapy, but also therapy with each other. You know, and again, lean on each other. And that's that community that we're talking about, trying to have that. And man, it's funny you say the other part too, because, you know, when I talked, you know, when I wrote in the book about kind of like my journey, I was like, man, I was making $9,700 a year for the first 11 years of my career, living in New York City. So Strahan had to drive me back from Giant Stadium every day because I couldn't afford subway and bus fare both ways every day for 9 years. And man, I mean, you know how it is back east, but living in New York, $9,700 is a lot of fucking rejection and swimming upstream. It was fucking terrible. But I thought, like you, okay, man, once I get paid, once I get some money, I can pay my bills. It's going to be rainbows and unicorns. And that's just not what fucking happens. Like, I became the first ever minute-by-minute breaking news guy in America for the NFL. Then I became the first million-dollar insider and 2 million, and on and on. And we got inducted in the TV Hall of Fame. And then I was the first ever MMA host in America. And then here I am. I'm up on the Super Bowl. Man, I'm doing 5 years of ballers. And fuck, where the fuck are the rainbows and unicorns?
Right.
They're not there. Right. You know, if you don't know how to love yourself from the inside out, all the money in the world is not going to get us to love ourselves from the inside out. Like, you've got to do the work on yourself. And by opening up like this, it definitely makes me, Frank, I can tell you this. You and I talking, it makes me feel less alone. Makes me know
me
that.
Me too.
That's exactly what we're trying to do here.
Me too. Me too. And you know, inversely, it's like the way we need to surround ourselves with like-minded dudes like us, and our friends, we have to eliminate the people, and sometimes it's painful, that are incredibly negative and detrimental to a good state of mind. And there are a lot of those. And listen, we're both in the entertainment business. I was the same way, bro. I struggled for 15, 18 years, and then somehow I remember I did Warrior, and my fucking life changed. And then the Marvel movies.
You were working on Wall Street at first, right? You're like a fucking boiler room guy.
Just a minute. No, but I started in soap operas in my late 20s, and I was always an actor, but it was hard. Yeah. Man. I was, you know,
it's a lot of rejection. And then
in my 40s, I hit in the sense that, okay, I'm good. I don't have to really worry at this point. Right. I can exhale a bit. But, you know, along the way, there's a lot of people around you that they want to level you down. Mm. And I notice this all the time. And I tell my oldest son, who's 25, make sure the people around you are the people you want around you, because bad people will level you down, right? And they'll bring you to a place where your mindset will be really fucked up. So you've got to be cognizant of your Monopoly board. You have got to create your own. You really do. Otherwise, people are going to take a lot of your energy and the stuff that you need to keep yourself healthy. They're going to take it away from you.
It's something I just learned. Go ahead, Frank. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, so especially in a town like L.A. and Hollywood, in the entertainment business, where there's the people, there's the haves and the have-nots. And the haves, there's no accident to success. None. Right. You busted your ass.
You outworked
the world. And I say it all the time. I am by far not the most talented guy. But I'll tell you what, I'm fucking every day in your face. Mm-hmm. Every fucking day.
Relentless.
I'm going to make sure. Relentless, right? A lot of people don't want to do that.
That's exactly right. Yep. That's the same thing. I walked in that giant locker room day one, I said, shit, I don't have the same talents as everybody else. I don't have the same education, but I will outwork these motherfuckers, not by a little, but by a lot. They're working 40 hours
a week.
I'm working 100. And that's why I didn't have another job to pay my bills, why Strahan had to drive me back into New York for all those years. But that's the key to success, is you find out who the best is and do more than
that's
that.
That's right.
Not by a little.
That's right.
But by a fucking lot, you know?
And that's... Amen.
But
amen.
I want to go back to what you just said real quick.
Yeah.
Because you're like, hey, man, you got to... Say it again about your Monopoly board.
You got to create your own Monopoly board and you have to control it. You have to monopolize your life.
So,
right?
So where... That's hard.
In business where monopoly right. is illegal and in your personal life, I think that's how you have got to create your world. You have got to own all the properties right. around you, meaning you have got to the best of your ability, create the people around you that are going to make you better and you're going to make them better. Anybody else, I don't have time for.
And here's what happens to people like me. I may like them.
I don't have time for.
Here's what happens to people like me with depression, anxiety. Because we don't, at least for me, I didn't ever feel worthy of being loved. So I never knew how to love myself from the inside out. So as a result, I want to be liked by everybody. And that means the wrong people in a lot of ways. So what you're saying here, is something only just this year have I decided, like, you know what? If you don't empower me, you're out. Like, if you're not going to lift me up, you're out. If you're going to pull me down, you're out.
Right.
But Frank, it took me 52 years to be able to make this, and it hurts a lot.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Doesn't matter. You know why? All there is right now.
Right.
Right? So those other years got you to this place, and right now is all that matters because it's all we fucking have. Right? So you... It's a blessing. You know it now.
Yes.
So forget that you didn't, right? It doesn't fucking matter.
So I want people to understand that at home too. Like, man, just
that's right.
Your team has to be people that are A, happy for your success, don't need anything from you for your success, but also want to push you toward your success if you don't have it yet. And the people who are pulling you down by your ankles, man, you got to do that Leonardo DiCaprio thing from Titanic and just break their wrists. And let them float to the bottom of the ocean.
Let them float. That's the truth. And as horrible as that sounds, that's how you should do it.
Yeah.
Because those people will do the same to you, and you've got a lot more to lose, right? And so I see it all the time. You know, I have old friends of mine who they'll see a movie and they'll say to me, "Hey, I saw." They go, "What? That was it. Why'd you do that movie?" Yeah. I'm like, "I'm sorry, motherfucker. I didn't see your last movie. But thanks for the input. Like, you know, it's like, now what good did that do him?
Right.
Right. What good did it do? And now I've learned to smile and wave. I'm like, "Oh, I feel sorry for you." You know, by the way, next time you call, I won't pick up the phone, but I feel sorry for you. It's that kind of thing. And it's a little thing. But it's not a little thing. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because it hurts you. It still hurts you.
Yes. Sean McVay said it a couple of weeks ago on this podcast. He's like, just because he's Sean McVay, rich and famous, doesn't mean his feelings don't hurt. Like,
about Strahan. Strahan's 6'20" and, you know, 300 pounds. What do you think? He doesn't have a heart and feelings like I do because he's so big
and
strong?
No doubt.
Of course, man. Like, you know, my feelings get hurt on the daily. And that's usually when I get angry. I've been trying to really control one of my problems has been, you know, I can get aggressive. And I'm trying to control that. And I'm trying to not allow people like us,
sometimes, I just saw Mike Tyson talk about it. When I keep the beast in the box, because I used to handle things with violence. And now when you don't, sometimes I feel like a bitch. Because I don't do it. Because I'm like, fuck, man, I knew this. Like this guy needs to get punched in his mouth. And I can't do that anymore. And I'm trying to be better. But that's what I struggle with.
That's right. That's right. Because he's grown up Mike Tyson. And so Mike Tyson's supposed to be this thing. And if Mike Tyson doesn't react the way Mike Tyson should, well, Mike Tyson's a pussy. No, Mike Tyson's a bigger man. Right? He's a bigger fuck. Mike Tyson.
But it's harder. It's still hard for us on the inside to keep that monster locked away in the box. Which is a better life.
How could Mike Tyson ever think he was a... Do you know what I mean? Right. It's like, that's the crazy part of being a human being. Mm-hmm. That the mind will fucking make you suffer over the most ridiculous things.
Because I was a bigger man and walked away. And it's hard, man. Right. It's fucking hard, yes. for people like us, it's hard, but that's called growth, they say. So, man, I'm trying to learn growth. And I know supposed to be happy that I'm growing, but a lot of times it's still a struggle. But look, that's why we're damaged people. We're fucked up people. And that's okay.
We are. But by the way, we're also listen, you're a beautiful mess.
Thank you. I like that.
You're a beautiful mess. That's what I am, right? It's like Jordan Peterson says, and I think Rogan has since kind of regurgitated this too, which is great about what Rogan does. You know, he said, a good man is not a weak man. A good man is a dangerous man who could control himself.
Yeah.
And so I think my journey is just learning to control myself better. Right. That's been my, and again, brother, I struggle with anxiety. I struggle with it. And anxiety to me breeds, that fear breeds anger because I don't want to be afraid. Right. I don't want to have anxiety.
Do you suffer from anxiety the same? So I have an anxiety attack every time I've ever been on TV since 2005. Single time. Yep. And nobody knows until I wrote it in the book.
I would never.
Right?
Ever.
And to the point where as I'm on, let's say, the first segment of Fox NFL Sunday, I call it wrestling with my abuser. Like I am talking to trying to get it to release me so I can just go on my merry way and do my damn show and be left alone. And like anxiety sits down on whatever fucking table it wants to. Right. It pulls up a chair wherever it decides and we don't have a control over it. So I've learned how to deal with it through some breath work. Laughter helps me a ton. So the quicker I could push a joke out in whatever I'm doing. So if you watch me on Fox NFL Sunday or anything else and I push a joke out that doesn't fit, it actually means I'm going through a really bad anxiety attack.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Wow. Listen, whatever you've done for yourself to make you okay in the moment. And when you're on TV, all that matters is you need to be okay while you're on TV. So
I know it's not dangerous anymore. So that's helped.
Right.
I used to
right.
think I was going to have a heart attack on the air. Right.
Well,
every single week.
Yes. But with anxiety and depression specifically, many people have a false sense of danger correct. All the time. And that you have to learn. You have to learn when it's triggered, and you have to make, because you're never going to get rid of it, but you have to make a relationship with it. So that when it does come and sits on your shoulder, you go, oh, you're here. Something must be going on. I need to do such and such, right? So because to make believe it's going to go away, you're out of your mind. It's never going to go away. It's never going to go away. But I'm going to make friends with him. I'm going to make friends with him, and I'm going to talk to him. And when he shows up, I'm going to show him he's not needed, and I'm going to put him back in.
I like that.
And that's kind of how I've dealt with it. And you know, I've got a guru, my pal.
And by the way, I just learned that from you. That's why dudes need to talk about this. Like, you just taught me something, a better way for me to look at my own anxiety and depression. That's the beauty of guys like us opening up to each other.
Absolutely. And we must pay it forward always. Always. Any little bit of information that I take in that I find works for me, I'm like, brother, you got to check this out, right? Like, I have a guy who I go to, and we do amazing and intense breathing stuff. Mm-hmm. We talk. I'll talk about what's going on in my life. I'll talk about what my anxieties are that week. And we do 45 minutes of extensive breathing to the point where I almost feel like I'm on drugs. Like, it's almost like being on ayahuasca or a peyote, but it's not. It's just breathing.
I've been there. I've done that. Yep.
Yeah. And so by the end of it, I can feel myself having purged a lot of this shit that's stuck right there. And it works. And so I've sent probably 60 people to him because I said, brother, you got a problem? Try this guy once. Many of them I'll pay for the first visit because I go, they're skeptical. Right. And I go, do me a favor. I'll pay, you go.
That's amazing.
And I get the call. Oh my God. They go, oh my God, who is this guy? I'm like, exactly. So
you pay it but forward the key, in that way. Okay.
Yes.
And I got two more questions here before I let you go. Last one is you pay it forward in that way, but you're also paying it forward in another way because the suicide of your friend. And by the way, I don't think you've mentioned your friend's name. I don't know if that was intentional or not, but if you want to.
Chris Uvain. Okay. Chris Uvain. I cry every time I say his name. Hold on. I'm going to just so you could see him. Let me see. Can you see?
Yeah, I can, man.
That's him in the gym. You know, I got him involved in boxing a long time ago. And I think boxing kept him alive a lot longer than he may have been alive if he hadn't been boxing. So, yeah.
But Chris Uvain is. You're also using, in Chris's name, you're now paying it forward. Talk about what you're doing with your charitable endeavor here.
I'm involved in a company called Contenders Clothing, which we have the licensing on many movies and fighters, Ali, Bruce Lee. We just did the 50th anniversary of The Godfather. We make sport boxing shorts and undergarments and T-shirts and stuff. And we are in the process of developing a huge mental health part of the company, donating a large part of the portions to mental health organizations to continue to raise awareness and help people who don't have the facility or the money, or you know, or even the the knowledge to go get themselves help.
Beautiful. Where do we buy that from?
Yeah, you can go to contenders.com. We're on Instagram under Contenders Clothing Company, a portion of the proceeds goes to several different mental health organizations and awareness organizations, we're hoping to become. Tyson Fury just wore our shorts in his last
awesome.
Fight. We're hoping to become more prominent in the fight world as well. So, yeah, hopefully a lot of people buy the products just so we can get this out there.
I love it. I'll buy some, man. Make sure I wear it on this as well moving
forward. Well, I'm gonna send you a bunch.
Perfect.
This way you can have them in the gym too.
Love
you can,
it, dude.
You can give
I love
some
it.
Of the fighters.
I love it.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Then, I'll send you a nice box.
And then you know, and what that does also is you know another one of my pillars is being of service. This is you going through something horrible. And you're being of service to others, right? Which definitely helps us to grow and gray.
Brother, you know, and I love that terminology. I'm in the gray and because that's where I live. Mm-hmm. That's where I live. And to the point where when I am in a really good place and the sun is shining
and
there are unicorns.
We call that the blue.
And the blue, I'm like, I'm like, oh, wow, right. this is interesting.
This is what it's supposed to be. Right?
It's almost scary. Yes. It's almost scary.
It's foreign to us. What I mean? You're like, wow,
this is what it's supposed to be like. Yeah. And I'll tell you, for me, when things are like that for more than 2 days in a row, I'll start to sabotage.
Absolutely.
I'll start.
We don't think we're worthy of it.
Right. And I want the gray. I know the gray. I don't know the blue.
I just had The Rock and who I know you know, and two other friends of mine recently have a talk with me saying, listen, do you think your brand is in the gray, or you think that's where you're supposed to reside? I said, well, yeah, that's where I've always been. They said, no, we need you to be in the blue. We need you to operate right. from the blue. And I said, what are you talking about? They said, well, you're giving people hope who live in the gray that you can live in the blue. But we think you're right. almost having this like survivor's guilt. And I say one thing in my book is to change it to survivor's responsibility. And all three of them right. were like, we need you to start operating from the blue to show everybody else there's a way out of the gray to the blue. But you have to start right. being okay with being okay and living in the blue. Yeah. And it was so fucking hard.
And you, brother, listen, I think, again.
It's hard.
I think what you're doing is the real work. Like, it's what human beings at the highest level of evolution are doing, you know? And you do deserve it. You're so loved, right?
I appreciate
you're
that.
So loved. People say so many beautiful things about you, and you're so loved, and you've done so many great things. You deserve, and you have a responsibility to live in the blue. You really do. Right. You have a responsibility. And those are smart men. You have the responsibility to show all these people that you're helping and touching on the daily that it's there. Yeah. And you're in it.
I appreciate that, brother. Yeah. And it's foreign to me, like you're saying, right? And I'll just, all right, I got two days in the blue. I don't deserve this. Oh, great. I'm coming back. Well, fuck it. Now I've just decided I've got my passport and I'm going, fuck it. I don't want to go back to that country of the gray. I want to stay in the blue.
I know.
Right?
I know, hey, man. I know.
Before I let you go, I ask all my guests, what's your unbreakable moment? What's that moment in your life where you're like, oh my God, my life just changed? Or just, man, it just, things changed. I could exhale for the first time. Something you overcame. Something that could have broken you, but didn't. And you came to the other side of that tunnel.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You know, I did. I'm going to just talk about my career because that was my struggle for a long time. Being an actor is not an easy thing to do. And I had done a movie with Steven Spielberg and Tom Cruise called Minority Report. And I was, we shot for 6 months. And it was an amazing experience. And everybody was like, this is it. This is your break, right? And I showed up to the premiere of the film, and no one had told me this, but I had been cut out of the movie.
Whoa!
And I sat there with my mother.
Holy shit!
She had never been to a movie premiere. And I sat there with my mother and my brother. And I remember the feeling after 15 minutes of the movie, and then a half hour of the movie, and then 45 minutes, and then in the last frame of the movie, my face was in the frame, and that was it. I said one word. And then when I tell you, if I could have taken my life at that moment, I probably would have. Like, that's the feeling of failure and deflation. And that's the end. Like, now I'm done. That's the end. My mother, and this is the beauty of mothers, my mother turned to me, and without missing a beat, she said, you were the best thing in that movie.
Oh my God.
I could cry right now.
You're about to make me cry, man.
And she said, you were the best thing in that movie. And I left. And for a year, I didn't want to leave my bedroom. I did not want to leave my fucking bedroom. And then Steven Spielberg called up and he brought me in with Tom Hanks for, I forgot what movie it was now. They took me through 7 or 10 auditions. I wound up not getting it, but Steven Spielberg pulled me aside and he told me why I wasn't getting it. And he told me for a half hour, like this was an exiting interview. Like, he cared and he wanted me to have it, but it wasn't mine to have. But he said this to me. He said, in all my years, he said, only you and Harrison Ford don't have a second of untruth in your work. And that I went home. Wow. I forgot about the movie. And I was like, okay, now I know what I'm doing. I'm going to keep doing it. And then, you know, I did Warrior and then the Marvel movies, and it all kind of clicked into place. Wow. But that was my breakable, unbreakable moment.
Wow, dude.
And it was Steven Spielberg.
That is incredible, man. Oh, my God. That's unreal, man. That's
yeah.
I like that.
And listen. And at the end of the day, when you see something that doesn't go well for a friend or a family, you got to turn the negative into somewhat of a positive. And I don't say it in a hokey way, but, you know, it's like the obvious is in front of them. And the obvious is what's going to burden them down for a while. It's our job as people who love them and are friends and care about them as a human being, at the very least. Say something else. Say something good. Say, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Check in with them. Like, it's important that even if people aren't, you know, depressed in nature, but are going through
with someone else.
Yes. And so check in, man. Check in.
Frank, man, I appreciate your vulnerability, man. I appreciate you telling your story as well, because I think you're going to help a lot of people with this. If we help one person, man, that's our job. We did our job, right?
Amen. And as a parent, again, everybody out there has mothers and fathers, and everybody out there is somebody's kid. And if we can help one of those kids, you know, who are grown-ups, so be it.
Frank Grillo, man, I appreciate you joining us. And Frank, thank you for walking this walk together with us.
Absolutely. Always here. I love you, brother.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.